In a consumer-based world where anything from razors to computers, and to hear local news reports, even babies are disposable, is marriage the next item headed for the trash bin? Well, in remarks at the start of the year and in his first encyclical released in January, Pope Benedict XVI has made it clear that marriage as an institution should not be on its way out. Instead, marriage and the family must be protected as the building blocks of a society that works. But what happens when Catholic couples decide their marriage was a mistake? The Church does not recognize any civil dissolution of the sacrament of marriage. For a Catholic couple to remarry, for example, the original marriage must be judged by a church court to have never come into being, and then the union is annulled. Some of these cases end up being heard by the Roman Rota, the Church's highest appeals court. In greeting members of the Rota in January, Pope Benedict XVI stressed the sensitivity for truth that judges and canon lawyers must show in determining marriage annulment cases. Chris Altieri has more.
The Rota is the Church's ordinary court of appeals. Only very rarely is it the first tribunal to hear a case. Most of its work is in hearing and deciding appeals from lower courts and other judicial organs. The Roman Rota has ultimate authority to decide questions of the validity of marriage. It has final say over whether to grant or refuse declarations of nullity, more commonly known as marriage annulments. The Rota's lawyers and judges gathered in the Clementine Hall where Pope Benedict XVI addressed them. In his remarks, the Holy Father said the decisions the Roman Rota makes bear on both juridical and pastoral questions. The Pope continued to say that the love of truth is the basic point at which both juridical and pastoral considerations converge. The legal process is essentially an instrument for discerning the truth, said the Holy Father. It does not have any interest in condemning or punishing any of the persons involved in it. Marriage, said the Holy Father, is not a disposable good, and the permanent nature of sacramental marriage is an essential part of the integrity of the Christian mystery.
Questi atteggiamenti possono sembrare pastorali.
The Pope said it is necessary to guard against certain ways of thinking that present themselves as pastoral but that really tend to cloud people's vision and only serve to help them avoid the saving encounter with truth.
Monsignor Kenneth Boccafola is a judge for the Roman Rota. He spoke to Chris Altieri about the annulment process.
An annulment is something quite different from divorce. An annulment says that there was some impediment or some reason why an actual true sacrament of marriage did not come into existence. A divorce is saying, well, the state steps in with its power to break up what we Christians consider to be an indissoluble union.
Many of the Synod Fathers talked about the status of many divorced and remarried Catholics as a pressing pastoral problem. How do you understand the relationship between pastoral concerns and judicial concerns?
In his talk to the Rota, our Holy Father told us it looks like an apparent conflict, but there really isn't any conflict because the purpose of those procedures is to help a judge come to an understanding of what is the truth in the situation. And that's what we're seeking for. If you would say that the fathers of the synod were not worried about truth, you would be mistaken there, because as pastoral leaders in the church, they have to be worried about the truth. A judicial process in the church, especially a marriage nullity process, is not someone winning a case or something. It's really an announcement or a declaration to the church about the truth of this, as well as human understanding can find out, and as the theological principles point out, whether this was truly a valid sacramental marriage.
Do you find that the faithful are very often not well enough informed of what the canonical process of nullity is to even begin to want to go through with it?
Well, to a certain extent, that question was the same confronted by the Holy Father when he says some people look upon these procedures as just bureaucratic things that have to be gone through, as if to make difficulty for people. And this is, would be, if the process is looked upon in that light, and perhaps a pastor or somebody not explaining things fully says, well, you have to go through this procedure. The truth is the important thing. Is your marriage truly null and void? Have you entered the sacrament of matrimony? That's what's supposed to be clear. And the most accurate way we know to be able to do that is by following this procedures, by giving everyone a chance to explain their side, each person's view with regard to the validity or invalidity of the marriage, and also the principles of jurisprudence. So it's not a question of just going through the procedures or starting thing and need so many rubber stamps before it becomes effective. If it's looked in that way, then the person that's giving that is doing a disservice to the people, as if you start the process and so many rubber stamps later, it comes out finally the outcome that you wanted. No, that it's a search for truth. We're serious about this search for truth. Therefore, these procedures are to be followed because they are the best way that helps judges and people deciding things to come to a knowledge of the truth. That's the reason for it. We're not here to make things difficult for you, but we're not here to falsely say that your marriage is null and void if, in truth, we cannot come to that conclusion.
In fact, one of the things that the Holy Father did point out in his speech, he went back and actually cited his venerable predecessor on the throne of Peter, Benedict the 14th, who instituted, required that the defensor vinculi, the defender of the bond, be present and play an active role. Why was the Holy Father at pains to sort of point this out?
The defender of the bond is a church official that's appointed to take part in a marriage nullity case to bring forth arguments that would favor the fact that it's a true marriage, because both husband and wife might be in agreement that they want this dissolved, or they want this declared null so that they can go on with their lives with someone else. And so neither one of them is very interested in actually determining whether it's a true sacrament. They might want just the result that is beneficial to them. So the church, however, has to be aware of indissolubility, the teaching of Christ. Somebody should be there to defend the arguments, whatever arguments there might be, that it is a true and proper marriage, a true and proper sacrament that has all the elements. And so, therefore, a defender of the bond is appointed as a church person who is appointed to make those arguments. And so Benedict the 14th in 1740 was the one who decided that, well, we do have to have some safeguards because both people may be in agreement and nobody is making any argument for the defense of marriage. And therefore the judges don't get a complete view because they only hear arguments in favor of the nullity. So that's what he's saying today again. There's a search for truth. The defender of the bond was it put in there not to make things difficult again, but to help the judges find all those arguments that would come to a conclusion of what is the actual truth in this situation.
And our thanks there to Monsignor Kenneth Boccafola, a judge for the Roman Rota. He was speaking there to Chris Altieri.